Good evening, everyone. This is your Freedom Club USA creator call, and by Renew's call, we are honored with the presence of creator and creator on all our calls, and tonight is no exception. We ask you to bring water to each of the calls so you can be hydrated as we get started here, and I'm going to invite Lois to guide us through the grounding exercise, if she'd be so kind.
Oh, absolutely. Before we begin, we will start with a reversal correction and take your right elbow and touch your left knee or go toward your left knee. Now take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we will repeat those two more times. So right to left. Left to right, right to left, and left to right. What we will be doing next is a grounding exercise, and you will have your eyes closed for this, so do not be driving a car, operating any equipment, trying to watch TV or playing with pets or anything like that. You should be in a nice, quiet, relaxing space where you can either be sitting or lying down. It doesn't matter, whichever position would be more comfortable for you. And before we begin, I would like you to take a few swallows of water, because it is very important for you to stay hydrated. Now, with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart, and let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart, and as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth, along with your appreciation and gratitude. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. And feel that coming all the way up to your heart. Take another deep breath in all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation and gratitude. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you, feeling that come all the way to your heart. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth, with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you, feeling that come all the way to your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in all the way. Take a deep breath in to your nose, through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you, coming all the way to your heart. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. And Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. Most appreciated. As mentioned, this is our Creator call. Creator is present, as he is on all our calls, but there is something we will be going on behind the scenes, or as I chat tonight, and update you on a few things. Creator will be blessing each of those who are present here with special gifts. Whatever the need is for each of you, Creator will address those for you and with you. Sometimes our folks wonder, what is it we are doing during the week when we're not on calls like this? And let me also remind you, next week is the Labor Day weekend. This coming weekend is Labor Day weekend, Monday. And that is a single call week, so Monday happens to fall on that single call day. So we're going to take a vacation here with you. And there'll be no calls next week, just giving you a heads up. We'll share that in our newsletter as well. But it'll be a good time to catch up on some calls you may have missed. There's a lot of information that has been shared of late that perhaps you missed the call, but the recordings are out there and they will benefit you tremendously. The Monday, Tuesday, well, Tuesday being the elite call, if you are such an elite member, join that call. But Wednesday is, well, that was not recorded, actually, so I take that back, but tonight's call is. So let us proceed here. Lois and I, for going on 7 years now, have been rather busy. We don't share too often what we do. Those of you who have sent us emails, who have done the processes, these seven steps, or some of them, we have provided... Hold on just 1 second. I'll be right with you. Okay, I'm back. We have a little echo here on the line. So what is it we've been up to during these days and nights? Let me give you an example here. I'll just mention some things. There's 10 items here I'm going to mention. Tsunamis, tidal waves, cyclones, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, lightning, toxic cesspools, and oceans of pain. Now, why would I mention those? It sounds like the earth is falling apart, and this isn't in the physical world. This is the esoteric world that is producing these. Not just for earth. Going out further, we have the solar system, then we have the universe, then we have all that is, then we have everything everywhere, and beyond that we have the foundation of everything. That's how darkness, how far darkness has permeated our existence. In the esoteric world, as you recall, in duality is the opposite of the etheric, esoteric being the bad guys, etheric being the good guys. We see that in our everyday lives, don't we? Well, what I just read to you, those 10 items, all were occurring within the foundation of everything, including Earth, including our lives, and affecting about 90% of the population. Again, this is in the etheric world. It's not the physical world. So if you've had disruptions in your life, trauma, ongoing challenges and what have you, these are some of the underlying issues that have kept you awake at night or created distress or confusion in your life in a number of ways, as you would imagine. That was just one event. This occurred just today that we took care of today. Now, it took a number of remedies. We needed to destroy, eliminate, terminate, expunge, disintegrate, eradicate, decimate, dislodge, dissipate, and exhaust to rid ourselves of those 10 items. Now, it's taken us 7 years to figure out, one, what are these things? And Lois did an amazing job of finding these on her own with her gifts, and I provided the remedy. Now, we overlap a lot with our gifts, but we all have some unique aspects, Lois and I, but we're always working through and with Creator. So to find the right remedy to resolve each of these issues is very important. Finding them is the first step. And I've also often asked the question, have you ever seen electricity? Well, no. Well, you think you did. Well, may I saw a light go on? Well, that's the results of electricity, or your computer goes on, or your refrigerator functions. Those are results of it. But you never do see electricity. Even if you put a scope on the line, you might see some oscillations, but that's really just a representation of electricity. You don't see it. But we've come to understand it and believe it exists because we see results. Well, if you look around the world, you see bad things, don't you, everywhere. And good. But we tend to be more alarmed, if you will, by the bad stuff in our lives when we have a problem, an issue, a challenge, or our country does, or our neighborhood does, or the planet does. So what is causing all of these challenges in everyone's life? I just gave you 10 examples. Now, these I call the waterworks. That's fairly new to us. We have not discovered them. Lois picked up on them, gosh, probably in the last 2 weeks now, I think, is the first time we have encountered these. So as we progressed over these years, we have found new elements that we could not see a month ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. But now we can. As more light comes in, we're given more gifts, and we can see and perceive more things, and then I have the tools to apply them. So again, that was just today. That was one day's work. Now, we have very similar things just the other day. And again, the waterworks are very common right now, and that's what we're addressing on a regular basis. And sometimes they apply on an individual basis. But usually if it's an individual, we find they are simply the vessel to show us that it's a bigger thing than just that person. It may involve the entire planet or, as I said, all the way out to the foundation of everything. So that's the kind of work we do. When you send us an email after you've done the processes and have a continuing issue, we're pleased to resolve those, and we will investigate, as you know, and we will respond with a resolution of what it is that we have determined is the root of that problem. So that's a very short version of what we do, but you get the idea. It's a lot of intuition, a lot of third eye, sensing this or sensing that, and then exploring it, asking a lot of questions. And the key question we ask, is it true? You know, I'm getting a hint that this might be the resolution, and we test, is it true? Yes or no? So that one gift of being able to discern, as long as we're grounded in our heart space and functioning from our heart, we have, and not reversed, we have the ability, and this took years to develop, to discern very accurately the truth of virtually anything. And that alone is what has got us through these mountains we've had to climb and through our own personal challenges, because being the two observers, if you will, of the esoteric world, we became their number one targets. And I could spend a whole hour just touching on some of the things that have happened to us. I won't, but we plow through it and we learn from it and we take that information and then apply it on a grander scale for others. So it's like the snowplow if you're from the north in the wintertime. You know, he's out there first and the cars are following behind, leaving a pathway through the blizzard, we'll say. Well, we've got a blizzard of darkness that has bombarded us all our lives. We just never knew it was there. We didn't know what to do and say about it. In fact, as Flip Wilson would say, when he does something and screw it up, he would say, what's his famous line? The devil made me do it. If you recall that some few decades ago. The devil made me do it, or a lot of religions use the term Satan, right? That's the evil side of all of this. Well, it's not quite that simple. In fact, it's not even close to the right or the simple. But it gives you a perspective. At least we're recognizing there's something mysterious out there that is precipitating all these ugly events in our lives. And on that matter, we have... in the course of history, turned off into religions or God or gods, plural, trying to unravel these unknowns of life we can't quite explain. Why do these bad things always keep happening? Why do we have wars? Why do we have pestilence? Why do we have disease and all these sorts of things? And so they turned to gods, like the Greek gods. They had Apollo and Ares and Hermes and a number of them, okay, is their kind of an answer, going to the gods and maybe they'll correct and help things out. The Egyptians had a host of gods as well, and a whole slew of them, one for this, one for that. And the Norse gods, they had theirs, the Roman gods had theirs, quite a number of them. And even might be a goddess of love, and on and on it goes. There's different flavors. The Hindus had their versions of different gods. Aztecs had theirs. The Celtic gods, the Japanese gods, the Mayan gods, the Chinese gods, the Babylonian gods. You're getting the idea here. So our history, ancient times, was filled with a myriad of different perceptions, well, who is God or God's plural? And then if you step forward to modern day, we would say, well, no, there's one God, and that seems to be kind of a universal thought pattern, but even among all the current religions, everyone's perception of God is quite different. They see all the horrors of the world, and they say, well, God must be a punishing God. You know, he's punishing us for our sins or whatever. Okay? And others say, no, God's a loving God. Well, then how, if he's a loving God, why is he allowing all this nonsense to happen, all this pain and suffering on the planet? Why doesn't he just mop it up? And so we have a lot of flavors, even within the same religions. You go from one church to another, and you'll find a different version of what is believed. And many of them go to their scripts, whatever religion it is, and in this country it's mainly the Bible, and they'll rely on it. Well, Jesus didn't write anything down, because almost all the folks at the time were illiterate. They couldn't either read nor write. So he told parables, simple stories that they could remember and pass along. But if you've ever played as a kid that little telephone game at the table, you whisper something in the first person's ear, and then next to them they whisper what they remembered and heard, and pass it on until it comes to the last who then shares, and it's nothing and even close to what the original message was. It's a fun party game. Well, you suppose that same thing may have happened. He told different people. It was years later, decade later or more, before any of this got written down by scribes of one sort or another. How many can remember the joke you heard last week that was so funny at the time, and today you just can't quite pull it together? Or you get pieces of it. Or what you had for dinner two nights ago. The point is, our memories fade, and every time a story is told, it is enhanced a little bit or changed a little bit, or something is left out. Not necessarily consciously, just that that's a human trait. We have a limited memory. So we look to the past to try to project the future. So we have the illiterates of the past telling their stories, and we believe it as if it's the raw truth. Some of it is. Some of it is not. Some of it's been altered. Do you think King James might have had a little hand in tweaking things a bit? Of course. Because religion is also a controlling mechanism. Just like a king has his power, so do the religions. And what they say, people believe. And unquestioningly, in many cases, in fact, perhaps most cases. So, I'm not saying pro or con. I'm saying there's a lot of wonderful people who visit and function in church. Okay, they're looking for answers. Just like people who don't go are looking for answers. So the real question is, whatever you've heard, however it came, is it true? Three key words. Is it true? And if we're basing our beliefs and our life on things that are not true, wow, well then maybe we ought to replace those with what is true. In other words, question things. We're not saying it's bad or wrong or right or anything of the kind. We're just saying, is it true? You know, it's just a simple question. Is it true? Well, how do we discern if something is true or not? And over the years, I say, I've developed my skills, and as Lois and others. But the two of us in particular, working with Creator, have been able to discern very accurately what is true and what is not. Or even what level a person's at. Are they dark? Are they neutral? Are they in the light or of the light? And then if they're of the light, are they functioning from their heart? which would be the optimal place to be. And that didn't come easy. It came with a lot of errors along the way, and when we discovered how important the grounding was, now thank you, Lois, for that. And then the reversal, because if you reverse, then when you go to test, you're going to get the opposite answer of what you expected. In other words, a non-truthful answer. So all of those little things we do at the start of every call is so vital to get yourself centered in your heart and functioning from that point of view. And let me take a moment here and do some things for any latecomers who may have come as well. There we are. So I just gave a tune-up to what Lois had done for everyone, in case latecomers may have missed some of that or all of that. You have been blessed as well to accept and receive Creator's healing as this call continues. So, is it true? That's a very non-offensive, very simple question to ask about anything. And if somebody says, oh, don't challenge that, you can't, you know, like growing up, can't talk about religion, can't talk about politics, it makes company. We heard that a lot. My mother didn't care. She did it anyway. And I bless her for it. She made a lot of friends and also shed a lot of folks who were formerly friends because she spoke from her heart what she perceived was truth. Not always right, but many times, most of the time actually, she was spot on. She went against the grain. And I bless her that I've gained from that in my life. My father was a persistent, steadfast character, and I bless him for that. So persistence and the ability to question things were the two gifts I got from my parents. And you might look in your life and say, well, mine wasn't so good or this or that. But yes, but there always came something good out of that. If you allow it to come to the surface and say, well, yeah, it was hard and it was difficult, but later it paid off in my life because it made me who I am today or put me on this track. So even tough lives, even ugly lives, have blessings built into them. When we stop blaming and healing, that's what the QE process and the all the processes that follow. Now we do it with Creator's five steps and the six steps, actually, to resolve these traumas, these conflicts, these insults of life. So we've gotten help now more directly from Creator with the processes. So those who have taken them and moved on to the elite process, it's an option. You can do it or not. You are the most advanced on the planet. Who knows about Creator's wellness program besides our own members? And the vast majority have ignored it, because they're locked into the old beliefs. Well, I was taught this, and therefore this, you know, this is the way I live my life. Rather than asking, is it true? Is this belief or that belief or that belief true? Not to fault those who taught you, because they too never asked those questions, did they? Our school systems are designed to prepare you for following orders. Not to seek truth, but to follow orders. If you can recite back what we tell you is true, you advance, and you do the same thing in the business world or in life. You progress. But all that it means is that you are more and more controlled the less and less you question. Many of us are very good at learning or hearing something or learning it and then reciting it back, and we see that in religions. We see it in politics. We see it in the business world. You have to get along. You have to go along, rather, to get along. And I'm not saying be rude. Okay? Absolutely not. But start to question things. Is it true? Yeah, I've been taught this all my life, or I heard this all my life. Is it true? And if you, at the end of this call, we have a little Q&A, if you want to ask a question for Lois or myself, we'd be happy to provide you our perceptions. Is it true or not? I get articles all day long from different sources, and some are true, some are not, some have some of each in it. So we post what is true, and at least largely true, for our education, our continue on Earth News, and we chat about some of them on our visits here on this call. So, back to our earlier topic here. God is a very fluid topic because everyone has a different perception of loving God, of I should fear God, you know. I'm a God-fearing man. We hear that sometimes, don't we? Why would you want to fear God? How about loving God? So, rather than get into all the different flavors of who's God, what's God, and what's the perceptions, what created everything? What, who, what? What's the wonderful, vibrant energy that created everything? And that would be Creator. Creator creates. The purest light and love one could imagine. Now, the reason we have not been able to understand this is because the dark have put layers and layers and layers and layers around the earth, around you, around the universe, and all the way out to the foundation of everything, not allowing us to access Creator. And that was true for me until recent years, as was everyone. Remember, we started with Kiwi, and then we had the balloon exercise, and then we moved on to Creator's gifts. But it puzzled me one day. I thought, we can do wonderful things, releasing people from emotional traumas as early back as the womb in their lives, and their lives change for the better. Well, why, after all these years, are people still holding on to those old hurts for a whole lifetime? I used to do seminars live in hotel conference rooms. And many years ago, I was there with a group, and the lady in the front row was very distressed, and we went through the process. This was an older version, but still effective. And I was just observing her facial expressions and finally she got to a point and her whole face just broke out into a huge smile. So I just asked her, what happened? Would you like to share? And she did. She was in her 50s. And she said, I've never told anyone this ever in my whole life. But as a teen, a young girl, she was raped. And she had suppressed that and held it in all these years. And unknowns to anyone, she was focusing on that issue and it released. It was just gone. And now she was willing to share all of it because there was no more pain. So as much as that was a positive thing for her, it awakened me saying, wow, I need to do and learn more about this. If we can change a life in a couple of minutes. But we don't have just one issue. Of course, we have lots of them, and that's why we progressed throughout the years to what we do now. And just as all of us have at some point or another prayed to a god or whatever term you use. So happy creator never heard you. Remember, this game of duality was set up to explore the opposite so we could learn and grow by stimulation. And there were ground rules set up. If you don't want to mess with the light, or the dark rather, you can refuse it. But do you know what darkness does about rules? They ignore them. They don't follow the rules. They make their own rules and overlaid the whole game rules with their own, saying, hey, we can do anything we want anytime to anyone. We can make contracts with them without their permission and agreements. And we can violate them anytime we want. And every time they have a challenge that opens up an opportunity for us to insert nasties within them, there are dozens and dozens of these, and the count is astronomical. And they're just free-floating, looking for a home. And that home is in, on, around, within, surrounding you. Sometimes remotely. Sometimes inside of you. And that's what holds on to that emotion. When that trauma happens, they jump in and they grab onto that organ, gland, joint system in the body where that emotion's being held. They're the ones who are holding it for your entire life. So don't fault yourself if you didn't get over your mama or daddy issue. I'm saying that you need to be responsible, but not to blame, but rather just understand there's a process to rid yourself of that. And many of you have done that. And the 5-6 steps now we have with the Creator Program takes care of all of that. Not just the single issues of this trauma, that trauma, but all the gunk, typically an octillion. Look it up. It's a big word. An octillion of nasties are hovering in, on, around, within, messing with every person on this planet. And if you don't release yourself from them, rid yourself of that burden, that's what's holding you down. That's also the source of all ailments, diseases, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual. That's where all of that comes from, pain. We saw about the tsunamis and all the nasty oceans of pain and so on. There's just many untold flavors of those. That's what keeps us limited. We're constantly fighting our own demons, if you will, inside. So what a blessing when Creator provided this. Well, how did that occur? If all these layers kept us from finding Creator and settling for a limited view through a god or a god-like person trying to find an answer through meditation, through religion, through reading this book, motivational speakers, you name it. We've all been down that road trying to figure out, why is my life so difficult? It has wonderful moments, but why is it so difficult when it is? Well, here's the answer. It's the darkness that has invaded you. Every pain, every ailment, every disease is darkness messing with an organ, gland, joint, or system of the body, limiting its function so it can't heal, it can't resolve, it can't do its job. And society's answer, the medical answer, of course, is what? Throw poisons at you, or slice you up, or radiate you and kill your immune system. Wow. Let's kick somebody when they're down. When you're all gunked up with these invisible nasties, you also attract physical toxins into your body. All sorts of things, pesticides, lead, and so on. So there's a whole list of toxins that your body will accumulate and hold on to because these negative energies are like magnets pulling it in and holding on to it. So what would be the answer? Put more toxins in your body, called a drug. And drugs, by definition, are poisons because they're not natural. They make them not natural so they can patent them and make a lot of money, as opposed to herbs, vitamins, minerals, which support your body and purge things from you. But you can't purge things completely because you still have these dark nasties hanging on to all of that gunk. Emotional, physical, mental, spiritual. And how about fluoride? I wonder why they put fluoride in the water. There's a myth. Here's one to test. Is it true? Does fluoride help prevent tooth decay? Got a big no. In fact, if you get fluoride treatments, you'll actually peel the enamel right off your teeth. It also does something to your third eye, your intuitive center, your pineal. It calcifies it, so you never have your ability to perceive through your third eye or your intuitive center, and that's so vital with what Lois and I do and your intuitive centers. If you're fluorided, you are pretty messed up and can't get to your intuitive self. Again, the six processes, will cleanse, put in motion the cleansing of all of this, and stop taking poisons into your body, of course. So when you ask, is it true? You know, all these wonderful ads on TV, you know, buy this, buy that, all these different products. I'm talking about the drug industry products, and they show you the nice music and the happy faces and what have you. And then the other half of the ad, by law, is to tell you about the side effects. And, it may cause heart attack, might have blood, and on and on and on it goes. Well, thanks for that law. But people still buy that gunk. They get hypnotized because they're looking for relief and they don't know where else to go. Well, I'll try this drug. I'll try that drug. Well, we have an answer. Isn't it interesting that, well, I guess they're not advertising the COVID in a commercial sense, are they? Not the COVID, but the jab. But if they did, if they had to put the ad on TV or did choose to do that and spend money on an advertisement, here's the jab, here's all the wonderful things that'll do, make your life so happy, happy, happy. Well, they'd need about an 18-minute commercial to list all of the side effects, which are not side effects, they're effects. All the diseases this can cause, there's about maybe 30, 40, 50 of them that it can precipitate. Now we know why they don't advertise it per se. They do it through word of mouth or through let somebody else tell the story so that they are not violating the truth in advertising law. So the jab was designed to eliminate, euthanize the vast majority of society. Fortunately, Creator, and early on, was able to neutralize the vast majority of these jab products. So they became harmless. But some obviously got out there, or they may have added, sneaked in another ingredient somewhere. Graphene oxide in particular, very nasty. It has all sorts of properties. It conducts electricity better than copper, like 100 times better than copper will. it's electromagnetic. It can be have magnetic properties. That's why people have gotten the jab, put a little magnet on them, and it'll stick. Okay, that's from the graphene oxide. Very dangerous stuff. It's very sharp. It'll actually cut and slice your arteries and bleed internally in your veins, in your brain, everywhere. And then there's all the things that produce the blood clots that grow in your body. And I mean, there's no end. There's just dozens of things they've thrown in there. So back to why has that industry, the industry of dispensing drugs, pharmaceutical industry, why have they gone so crazy and support that and develop these things? Do you suppose they're infested by darkness? These dark entities? Of course, absolutely. In fact, the ones at the deepest level of this were all what we call dark, dark individuals. One step up would be neutral. You're still contaminated, but you're kind of on the fence. Then we have in the light, we're making strides in the right direction, and then finally of the light, and then the last group of the light functioning from their hearts. Let's say they're perfect. You can't be perfect in this world, but you can still be of the light and functioning from your heart. And a few have gotten there around all over the planet. So the dark ones, such as we see in politics, we see it in the drug industry, we see it in military, precipitating needless wars. We see it in the media, who lie to us every day. And we received, as I recall, a wonderful gift about a few months back. Over a two-week span, Creator removed all of the dark beings from the planet. Poof. They just dropped, gone. They're dead. Because they would not receive Creator's light. They were absolutely so locked up and contaminated by darkness. There was no way that they could recover, yet they were creating huge problems on the planet, like the Faucis and the Gates and the Hillarys, the Pelosis, and all the dictators of the world, the drug cartels and Big Pharma, as I mentioned, and so forth. They're all gone. Trudeau in Canada, he's gone, and Newsom in California, he's gone, and so forth. But Biden, of course, and the vast majority of the Senate and Congress are gone. But before even that, they were arrested on January 20th, following that event. Military tried in by military tribunals and found guilty of crimes against humanity, sent to prison. Now, that was just a small group out of all the dark ones on the planet, which accounted for about 1% of the population, or 70 million. So those 70 million were extracted by Creator. Their bodies dropped, but they'd be gone. Now, how does the media and the world explain that? All of a sudden, all these people died. Well, was it the COVID, which is fake, of course? There is no such thing as a COVID virus. Viruses never, ever leave the body. They're doing good things for you. They remove the dead cells every day that die in your body. And then the white cells mop them up, so all that's eliminated. So viruses never leave the body. Bacteria does. Okay. And that can be remedied with antibiotics or colloidal silver and just better health. In fact, after about the third jab, they shut down your immune system, each jab. So by about the third or fourth jab, your immune system is gone. Now you're susceptible to virtually every and anything natural that would harm you. So if the nasties within the jab didn't get you, some bacterial nonsense will, or some poisons and toxins that will cannot be managed any longer will take over and consume you. That's how dark thinks. So that's why those were removed by Creator, so we could function. And some of the, about 100,000 of the neutrals were taken out as well. But that leaves us now with neutrals in the light and of the light. But back to the cover story, the cover-up. Well, wait a minute, we saw Biden at the State of the Union. We saw him doing this and that. And how many of you have seen a movie lately? Oh, no, a dozen years since Jurassic Park, right? Do you think dinosaurs really existed? Like we saw them in the movies? Very real-like. Oh, gosh, they're real. Scary, huh? That was done many years ago. They've advanced the computer graphics to the point where they can represent a person, like a Joe Biden, have him give a talk in his own voice, reflections, inflections, and you would, by the naked eye, never know it wasn't Joe Biden. Microsoft, there's a video came out, I posted it a few months back, and here was a lady talking about holograms, and they said, here, I'll show you, and she did. She was standing there, and in front of her popped up a copy of her, and started talking to an audience in, I think it was Japan, in Japanese. She had no knowledge of Japanese herself, but the computer, in her own voice, in her own body, very real, spoke. Could have been any language. So that's technology they're acknowledging is out there. That's the hologram. Another form of it is what you see in images on the screen, on your video, on your TV, on your computer. And all they do is have to type up script and push the go button, and that person will, with the same inflections as they normally would, read the script. So anytime you see a Joe Biden, whether it's falling off his bike or giving a talk, or you don't see much of it at all, do you? He's out of the state or out of the country. He's here, he's there. Oh, he's got COVID. We got to keep him out of sight. So they're doing a pretty good cover story, a cover-up. Same thing with Newsom in California. They still mention it like he's alive. He's not. And others, many of the politicians, but many were behind the scenes doing nasty things. They'd be gone as well. What surprises me is that the alternative media hasn't picked up on this. Well, there was an executive order written, da-da-da-da-da, by Joe Biden. Well, it's easy to validate. Just go to the Federal Register and... Was there an executive order? No. In other words, is it true? Is Joe Biden alive? Is it true? No, it's not. Is Pelosi alive? No. Hillary alive? No. And pick your favorites. So when you can test, is it true, it's a very, very powerful tool. But a little investigative reporting would discover this. There was another video. We saw a fellow had a hotel which looked down upon the White House. I think it was the Rose Garden. And he was also watching TV in his room. He looked out the window, and what he saw on TV was a gathering in this Rose Garden with all these people, and it was Biden. He looked out the window. And this was being alive, right? Looked out the window, nobody there. So we be fooled pretty readily, pretty easily as a society, aren't we? Because we've been conditioned that what authorities say goes unquestioned. We learned that in the church, the pulpit. That's the gospel. That's the this, that's the that. And we don't question it because, oh my gosh, we might burn in hell if we do. Well, is there a hell? There's another question. No. Is there a heaven? No. Okay. There is on this earth. We see hell in a lot of places, and we have had our days in heaven with wonderful, joyous moments. So our heaven and hell are right here. This paradigm is a very unique one. Only it's the 200th paradigm that Creator has provided for us as learning. The other 199 preceding it have all been pure light and love. But we weren't advancing, we weren't learning, we weren't growing, we weren't being stimulated anyway. We had unlimited abilities, but we weren't really using them. It was fun, it was okay, relaxing, and a good time, but there was no growth, or little. So that's what precipitated, let's do something different here. So now we have duality, we have a challenge, we have competition. Good versus evil, right versus wrong, right? All this. Now, granted, the dark overtook all of this and cheated. That's what dark does. They don't play fair. So we're getting a lot of education out of this experience. And that's about all you're going to get out of all this life here on this planet from this experience is lessons. When we move on to our next paradigm, which will never be including darkness again. This was the one-time event. But we learned a huge amount, and then we also found how difficult it is to remove it. Well, once the cat's out of the bag, you know how to get it back in, right? And it's not just one. It's decillions and untold numbers. But that's what we've been mopping up for going on seven years now. And we're finding these water ones are just the recent one. You know, there was mountains and mountains and mountains we've had to climb. And each time we bumped up that group, we found another and another and another. This game's been underway 13,000 years. So in less than seven, we've done a pretty good job of mopping up. I say we, meaning Lois, myself, and working with Creator. Now, Creator's energy is obviously producing everything, even darkness, okay, and light and everything else. I mean, everything exists out of the one source, Creator's source, but having created the thought of what's the opposite of light and love, well, bingo, darkness was created, and as I said, we've learned a lot from it. A lot we would rather have not learned, I suspect, but nonetheless, it was quite an adversary and shows up in our life every day. Can't sleep, got this pain, got this ailment, got this, got that, need work, need money, need all kinds of things. And when this club started, 2004, I first learned just before that, a year before, that banks don't loan their money. You know, it's a fake system. They loan you actually your own money through an intricate process we won't get into here, but it's all fake. They just make up numbers. But you have to pay it back with your sweat and labor. Very unfair. So they've invested nothing, and every dollar that you send to them is pure profit. If you're a conniving, nasty person, that's a pretty good deal for you. But if you were one of the dark ones in the financial world, you'll be gone now too. So Creator has given us an enormous gift, removing the darkest ones on the planet. But like any process, even though the master is gone, the process still, the wheels still keep churning. Like in the old days, it takes something else to get it to change. In other words, the neutrals now are simply keeping the wheels turning, but many, many things are removing those as well at the same time. So we have seen, well, let's take an example. Some months ago, we found the gasoline prices were going through the roof, right, since Biden took over. They were under $2 under Trump, and now they went to $4 and $5 and beyond. So we found there was actually an energy, a permeating energy that was putting fear into, like, the manufacturers and the distributors and the retailers of gasoline that there's a shortage. There wasn't one, but the perception was there that there was. So what do you do when there's a shortage? You act as if there was one and you start raising your prices because, you know, you're not going to be able to get all the gasoline you might need. And so prices go up, 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 up. So Creator has, we've discovered it, presented it to Creator. And what have we seen in the last month or so? Prices coming down, 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 under $3 now. In most cases, there's exceptions, of course. So these energies aren't just, I have a boo-boo. They affect masses of people. These are very powerful energies that do some very destructive things. And as we find more and more of these, we do this on a daily basis, they be eliminated, and there will come a time when we will have removed the darkness. Now, even with that in mind, Creator's plan is to all of us to exit one way or another here into a new paradigm that is pure light and love again. But we'll take the lessons, maybe not knowing or remembering how we learned them, but the lessons will carry into the new paradigm and going forward. So this experience, as tough as it has been, will have had merit. Far tougher than anyone had imagined, because no one actually had ever imagined what is darkness. When you live in light and love only. But here we are. So you're the brave ones. And you say, if I had known, I wouldn't have signed up for this. Well, here we are. And the only thing you can gain from this is wisdom and knowledge and understand what the game you're in. And as these dark entities more and more within you, or the broad ones affecting all, are resolved, you start to heal at a physical level, a mental level, emotional level, spiritually. And as more and more of these layers are dissipated, the day may come before we leave. I'm not sure how this will all work out, but right now there's about a 2% hole through my traumas in life, and I reached out, and from all the work I've done for years and years and years, finally was able to bore a channel through all of these layers of darkness to reach Creator. Prior to that, I was indirectly working with Creator. Now it was a direct connection. And when we are on this call and you are here, that's how Creator can do this healing for you, because this opening allows Creator's light and healing to come in and disperse among you, just as we do on the elite calls, or anytime we are on our calls, we're bathing in the presence of Creator. And our goal, of course, is to remove all of these layers and then bask in Creator's full light and love. So this is just a sliver of what potential is coming, but it is a wonderful start, isn't it? So, challenge everything. Is it true? If you don't know, gee, it sounds good. Well, do your grounding, get into your heart space, and then listen to your heart. What does your heart tell you? It doesn't feel right, or it does. And if it's a major thing you want to explore, raise your hand on these calls or send us an email. You know, I don't want to hear, should I get my nails done today or not? That's not what we're here for. We're not, you know, Ann Landers or Dear Abby. But if you have a significant thing going on in your life, we'd be happy to provide our perception of what is true. If this thing you're exploring is for your highest and best or not. But you'll be getting better and better at that as you cleanse and do more of your own healing. You will start to have that kind of a heart check or a gut check, some call it. And that's the key thing, is to be able to trust your heart, because your heart never will lie. Your heart always speaks the truth. Years ago, when George Bush Sr. was president, I was in the early days of doing remote QE work, I reached out to him to clean up some of his gunk, he being the Nazi spy, as you might recall. And he was not accepting. And then I got a perception of a cast iron around his heart. Sure enough, his heart was totally closed and protected so that it would not open. So he could do devious things and not have any remorse. Now, he's just one example. We've got, you know, dozens of them all over the planet, thousands, who have done those same things or have had it done to them. All it means is darkness is so pervasive in them that they can actually blow up, like he did, blow up the Twin Towers and Building 7 and sleep nights. Because the only time you feel remorse in conscience is if you have a functioning heart. I'm saying your etheric heart. Okay, and if it's closed, no remorse. You can slaughter people, do whatever, steal from them, and no problem. I once challenged someone to ask or bring forth a problem on the planet that exists today. A personal one, a global one, any challenge. And what has the media taught us to do? What has everybody taught us to do that we probably need, our parents as well? We got to blame somebody. It's the Democrats. No, it's the Republicans. No, it's this person. It's that person. It's, you know, and on it goes. We always have to blame somebody, don't we? Well, if we stop blaming for a moment and ask, what's the real root? Why is this person doing these horrible things? And then you find out they're all gunked up and being controlled mainly through their ego. That's why the ego process is so important to clean that up. It's so important. And if you're above a level 2 in the ego, you are in trouble. And if you go to the ego page on biorenew.com, you will see 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 levels. And the higher you go, the nastier the people, the nastier things they've done. Level 2, you'll have Trump and Melania and Jim Jordan and Rand Paul and these kind of folks who are the good guys. But they're still at level 2. When you do the ego cleanse, you'll be at level 0. Now that would even be better yet. when you get to 3 and 4, your heart's closed. So you can lie your little head off and do all the things that politicians do or others do, and not bat an eye. You know, the Hitlers of the world, the Stalins, the Pelosi's, the Hillary's, the Joe Biden's. And on an individual basis, any mass murderer who's done heinous things, they're all consumed by darkness. It's not them. You remove the darkness from them, they're nice people. The most horrid person you can think of, you just remove all their darkness, and they will be a nice person. When you're created, you become a beautiful, wonderful being. But you got contaminated very quickly in this life. We all did. And the more that you remove, the higher your vibration rises, and life gets better and better. So we're on a continuing basis removing these layers and pockets of darkness, or the roots of this massive tree that's feeding darkness. We've taken out many, many of those roots. And we'll continue until the job's done. So if you get one thing out of our discussion here tonight, I would think it would be to question everything. Not to blame, but just to question, is it true? It's simply a question. It's not an accusation. And do it from a safe place. And you start to see your life improving and changing. Well, I believed that all my life. I just assumed it was true, and, you know, well, maybe it wasn't. We hear Jesus died for our sins, when many have been taught that. Well, look around. If he died for our sins, how come we still have sin? Evil things happening everywhere. Because darkness still is present, that's why. So there's a lot of myths, if you will, that we live by. I'm not against any folks who are following this religion or this political or that political. All I'm saying is the roots of all those problems that are not productive is because they're functioning from things that are not true. So let's get real. You know, if it's not true, then let's find out what is true. Wouldn't that be a good place to start? Is it this? Is it that? Oh, wait a minute. There's one that is true. So let's start building a foundation on truth. We see our friends, relatives, work associates at all sorts of different levels. And if you try to reason with somebody who's a neutral and you're of the light, that's a two-step gap. That's not going to work out well if you try to convince them about this or convince them about that. But the best perhaps you could do is just ask them, is that true? Well, of course that's true. Well, is it? You heard that. You were taught that, but, you know. Check it out. Maybe it's not true. Maybe Joe Biden is not alive. Maybe those are just animations. Whatever the goal is of whoever's producing these, why they're not coming clean with the truth, well, I guess there's enough darkness still permeating throughout the media that will discredit anybody coming forward with the truth. It's just like Bill Cosby. they did a character assassination on him. Claimed that they paid a bunch of women, a handful of women, saying they had this or that experience with Bill, which was not true. Why? Because Bill Cosby and his, had a lot of money from his success in the movies and TV. So he and his buddies, who also had some funds, were going to buy a major network, TV network, and make it conservative, telling conservative truth and values. Wow. But we can't have that. So say the dark are the ones influenced by the dark, so you could have killed them. But then that would have raised a lot of questions, you know, and investigations, and that's not what they wanted. So they tried another approach. They do a character assassination instead. Paid people good money to say he did this, 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 and sure enough, into prison he goes. Now, he's been released now after a few years. His lawyers found a way to get him out. He's well into his 80s now. But here's a very good individual of the light, actually. And you can see how they can be destroyed. Look at Trump. Look at all the truth he told, and what the media do. Tried to assassinate his character every chance they got. So being truthful is not always popular, is it? It is shifting. We're seeing the elections now, like in Sweden, the first time perhaps ever, they'll be going to a conservative leader. France, actually, the lady who won against Macron won, but they cheated in the election, so Macron is still there. Italy, looks like the conservative will win there. So we're seeing a huge shift with all this light coming in and more darkness leaving. We're seeing a shift back to true values. And that's a good thing. Didn't happen overnight. It, you know, I said it's been a long process. We've got 13,000 years of things the dark put in our way to remove. So we're going at lightning speed, but it's a big mountain. But we will get it done. But you have your part. You know, to sit back and watch Creator do his work is not going to be the optimal path. We all have a part in this for ourselves, our family, our friends. Not to convince people of anything, just simply change yourself and people will notice and say, gee, I noticed this about you or that about you. How did you get there? Oh, well, here's what I did. Here's what I learned. You know, here's a website you might want to explore. And I discovered how to ask better questions. Is it true? And when I found most of the things I believed were not, I found out what is true. Whether it's about banking or politics or the drug industry, religions, wars, whatever. Chemtrails, GMO crops, I mean, there's a long list, right? Is it true that these are good for you or these are whatever, the media? Does the media tell the truth? Well, they paid good money not to. So, is it true will change your life? I have to discern, not be able to discern is it or not, and the way you can get to a higher level of discernment is to clean yourself up. And those are the five steps Creator has provided. Six, I keep saying five. Six is also includes the ego cleanse, which is vital because that's how the darkness manipulates you. You know, when you look back at your life, say, geez, I made this mistake, I made a poor decision, I could have done this, I did that instead, and it didn't work out. Then you made good decisions, too. Yeah, that did work out because you were trusting your heart. So every time you made a poor decision, you were influenced to some degree or another by the darkness messing with you. Oh, I meditate and I pray, and therefore I can't. I don't need that. Is that true? We all are messed up. It's not a judgment, just the truth. You all are messed up with gunk. Clean that out. And then those thoughts of, well, I don't need it, go away, because it's the dark in you saying don't do it, because if you do, it'll eliminate the dark within you. So you're darn right they're going to say what they say and give you those inner feelings. Well, I just feel this way. That's me. No, it's not you. It's the dark talking to you through your own feelings. It seems like it's you making these choices. Just like Hitler slaughtering people, right? Felt like the right thing to do. That's the dark talking. And we're about 90% completed with what Creator is doing with you now in the background. So we'll be wrapping up here in just a little bit. So hopefully I've given you some ideas here of questioning things. Not accusing people of being wrong or being stupid or ignorant or whatever. That's not going to help anyone. We've been taught to blame, haven't we? Well, there's a scandal in Washington, D.C., and it's going to be somebody's... We need a fall guy. We need a scapegoat. Always a scapegoat, right? Wouldn't it be a breath of fresh air if a politician came forth and said, you know, I messed up. I was thinking this was the right path, and now I'm saying, no, it isn't. There's a better path that is right for my constituents. Wow. That would be a day and would knock us over, wouldn't it? In disbelief. To have an honest politician come forth and say, he's seen the way, the light. And mean it sincerely. Well, that day may come. But another question to ask is, when this country was formed 200 plus years ago, we didn't have satellites, didn't have television, didn't even have roads. You know, we had trails, horseback and buggies. We didn't have cell phones, didn't have telephones, didn't have a telegraph. In other words, our ways to communicate were word of mouth. That's it. I tell you, and you can, as my representative, you can take your horse and go to Washington and tell them, here's our views, what we want here from our hometown, our home state. So representative government was actually a necessity to function as a society. And same for Canada and other countries, similar things were going on. Today, we've got every possible way to communicate you can think of. You know, smartphones, internet, emails, and all sorts of opportunities for us to voice our own opinions. So why do we need a representative who can be bought and influenced and or threatened in certain ways? Vote this way or else. Well, you know, we've got some dirt on you, or whatever the case is. So maybe the days of representative government have passed. And then the question is, do we need to be governed? Do you need to be governed? Do you need to be told every day what to do, how to do it? And if not, you're threatened with a loss of a job or loss of this or that or some kind of benefit from the government. So maybe we need minuscule government just to handle a few international trading situations, what have you, or interstate. But when you give away your power, or your freedom, let's say, for security, you've lost both. If you give away your freedom, in other words, to make your own choices to someone else, the government, whoever it is, for security. Oh my God, we got a pandemic. Everybody's going to wind up and get a poisonous jab to kill you. Some incredible peer pressure, wasn't there, to get the jab. In fact, Sim said you lose your job if you don't. So many did. Fortunately, Creator has, I said, neutralized or made harmless the vast, vast majority of these. In fact, there was in Illinois, a hospital got sued by a handful of employees who said, this isn't fair. You can't demand I do this to keep my job, and they won the lawsuit. Went to a federal court, and guess who the judge was? One that Trump had appointed. He made a proper decision. No, that's not legal, and there was a $10 million award in the fund set up for other people in that hospital who were mistreated because of the having to do this or having to do that or job loss. But what that set was a precedent. Now they could go to other employers, couldn't they, big employers, and say, look, you've stopped doing what you're doing or you'll be sued, and the likelihood is we will win. In other words, forcing people to wear a mask or forcing people to get vaccinated with a poison. So there's some nice trends that are developing as the light increases on our planet. And we're seeing on the primaries and all around the various states, virtually all going Republican, which is a more of a conservative view versus the Democratic, the liberal view. And virtually anybody who Trump supports wins, with a very few exceptions. So he's, even in his new capacity, is quite influential. And just a reminder, Trump is still our president, because the day before the fake inauguration of Biden, the corporate U.S. was dissolved. So he became the corporate president of nothing. And Trump, when he was in power, he took on the corporate president role and also the first president since Lincoln to take the role and swear in as the sovereign president, which is how we all began, sovereign. And he continues as our sovereign president with Biden no longer there. There's no Congress. There's no president. So everything you hear coming out of Washington is just made-up nonsense. Oh, we got this law coming. We got, you know, Congress said this. That's all nonsense, nothing. It's just all to keep you put to sleep. And there'll be a time when this all will be exposed. I'm not sure what that moment will be, but the truth will bubble to the surface. So, is it true? Is really the answer out of all of this? Yeah, is what I'm sharing with you tonight, is that true? You know, you'll have to make that determination on your own. Listen to your heart. Do the cleansing. Continue that, and you will get closer and closer to your heart, which will always speak your truth. The truth about anything. We live in interesting times, as some people say. And we went from blind obedience in our early years in our lives and in our country as well, because we were based on a truth and the sovereign principles, conservative principles as a country, and same with Canada and others. But those who gave up their protections, like Australia gave up their guns, New Zealand gave up their guns, what happened? The darkness took over. Well, we were just kidding. Now we're going to control you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Why do you suppose there was a Sandy Hook and the Las Vegas shooting and all the others that came up? And by the way, the vast, vast, vast majority of these, no one ever died. Sandy Hook, total farce. All those were paid actors. The school was already closed. There was not even an active school. It was just a bunch of nonsense to put fear into us that we might have to get rid of our guns. We've got mass shooters out there. Okay, that was a total fabrication. Las Vegas, remember that? Trump was in the Mandalay with some Saudis and all this all the shooting over on this concert that was going on, a conservative one. And all they had to do was plant a few people in the audience saying, oh, my God, people are dying left and right. And I saw this and, yeah, right. So an investigator went to the morgue, says, well, I'd like to chat with you about all these dead bodies. And they came to the door and said, sorry, we're closed. Midday, they're closed. The morgue is closed. Because there were no dead bodies. They didn't want to be caught in a lie. So again, it was also an excuse to, if a stray bullet happened to hit Trump, oh my goodness. And that was, in fact, part of the ploy to take out Trump, one of many times to try to assassinate him. And all these other shootings, bang, 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 always, and someone died. 9/11? Yeah, lots of people died, more than they told us. 9/11 itself was a huge day in 2001. What was to happen on that day? What was to be announced on one of the towers, or from one of the towers, on that very day? Something that had been in place for decades and decades was building, signed into law in 2000 by Bill Clinton, thinking it'd be safe to do it because it said we have to have money to back up all our dollars. And he said, they ain't never going to happen. I'll sign it, or whatever his motive was. It's called NASARA. They hid the bill under a different name. They move it around different places so people can't find it, but NASARA is real and was to be announced on that very day. How interesting. What else was due on that day was all the gold that had been from World War II. After all the countries were in chaos, they said the U.S. is stable. They sent their gold to the U.S. to be safe and stored, and it was in the basement of one of the towers in a vault. And it was, the plan was keep it there for 50 years with a five-year extension, which happened to bring it up to 2001. So those monies were due to be paid back to all these countries who trusted the U.S. with their gold. Well, you can imagine over the years with these sticky-fingered politicians, a lot of that gold was pilfered, in fact, most of it. So whatever remained was removed before the fake plane crashes. And funny, it's interesting, these planes, alleged planes, hit the tower. They had one out in, was it Pennsylvania somewhere? Happened to be underground, it was a NASARA headquarters. The cruise missile was not a plane. The cruise missile that hit the Pentagon was actually hit right at the offices of where NASARA had their offices in the Pentagon. Made here in the USA, a good old cruise missile. Remember the people scouring the up and down the lawn in front of the Pentagon after the attack, looking for plane parts. How can a plane hit a building and not find one shred of the plane part? It's impossible because it was, again, a cruise missile. How about the Twin Towers? The outer surface of the Twin Towers, by the way, so it didn't need maintenance, was stainless steel. Stainless steel, that's hard. That's tougher than steel. Try to drill through that and you go through a lot of drills. That building was designed to withstand a direct plane crash, if it ever did hit. And if it hit a plane made of the softest, one of the softest metals, aluminum, would fly into the side of a building, such as the Twin Tower, and hit the toughest metal, what do you think would happen if you did an experiment? It would flatten out and then slide right down, and you'd have wings, seats, bodies, people, engines, tail sections right on the street below. The whole thing would not have penetrated, nothing would have penetrated. But when you saw the images, the fake images, you know, the computer graphics, you saw the plane totally be absorbed right into the building. Wings and all, you know, tail section, 100% of the plane just went into the building, and you even saw in one view the nose of the plane coming out the other side, perfectly rounded. So it went through steel girders, stainless steel, through an entire office building, came out the other side without even a dent. So obviously that was not real. That was a hologram. You can make a hologram do pretty much anything, can't you? Which they did. All they had to do was preload the explosives in the buildings, and who was, in fact, the security manager of the Twin Towers? One of the Bush brothers. And who was in D.C. with Junior Bush? Was Daddy Bush orchestrating all of this? You know, the Nazi spy, that one. Orchestrating it out of actually Building 7. That's why Building 7 had to be demolished, with a few fires on the roof. How do you explain that? So no building, no steel structure building has ever collapsed, ever. Jet fuel burns 1,000 degrees cooler than it takes to melt steel. And that was gone in a flash, if that it actually had been an airplane. So all you had to do is put your thermite, you know, at every floor ahead of time, as they do in every controlled demolition for both buildings, or all three of them. And now you have a pancake effect and scare the EBGBs out of people. And, oh, remember that Patriot Act that we were wanting you to sign before this event? And you told us to pound salt? They couldn't sign it fast enough once the fear factor is in place. And, oh, look, we found a passport from Afghanistan. Of all that wreckage, we didn't find one plane part, but we found a passport from a passenger. Obviously, it was on the plane, of course, the invisible holographic plane. And so that was our excuse to get into Afghanistan. What was that all about? Well, what was the nickname for George Bush Sr.? Poppy. Well, it may sound like a cute version for Pappy or something, but it's actually Poppy, which stands for Poppy Fields. And what's the cash crop over in Afghanistan? The biggest on the planet is, yeah, your poppy fields. So we want to control them, and they had been destroyed. So they sent in the CIA and some of the military to restore those fields, and there's their cash crop again. And just like we're finding in Ukraine, why is that such a hot spot? Is, well, they have many labs there doing the homework on the COVID jab. In other words, developing gain of function, some above ground, some below ground. So that whole country was filled with laboratories, and they're being destroyed by Putin, a good guy, rightly so. And they're winning the battle over there. That'll be over soon enough. So Putin's a good guy. And China, the leader in China is a good guy too, but China is an odd country. There's actually a war going on there right now that nobody knows about. And the U.S. and other allies are cleaning up city after city of the dark elements of in China, influenced heavily by darkness. And they ran a good part of the military. So you've got the good guys. His name escapes me now. They show him as the bad guy, but he's really a good guy, trying to do the right things. But he also has a deep, deep influx of darkness that has been running the communist elements of China for a long time. And they actually had about 8 nuclear subs that they controlled. So those, they had to be taken out rather delicately in some cases. But they're mopping up all the way through China. They haven't got the Wuhan yet, but they will. That's another hot spot controlled by the dark elements. Where the fake COVID began, all they did was turn on 60 gigahertz of 5G and blasted it, and that shut down people's immune system. And, oh, look, people are falling over dead. They're getting sick. So they invented COVID from that. As I mentioned earlier in a call, viruses do not ever leave the body. They cannot be transmitted to someone else. They're not harmful. They're lifesavers for all of us. So it was just total nonsense to scare people to now take the real poison, the jab, and annihilate much of the population. And that concludes our little chat here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Creator has completed his work for all those who are present, and we appreciate your presence here. And let's take a moment and give gratitude to Mother Earth and to Creator for the gifts that have been presented to us during this event here tonight. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Earth, and thank you, Creator, for your many, many gifts. All right, let's check in with Lois and get her take on our, well, what she felt tonight from Creator or her comments on our chat tonight. What have you got for us, Lois?
I am very, very relaxed. Felt a wonderful warmth going from my back all the way into through my chest. Very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. And how about our discussion tonight? Was it true?
Yes.
And if there's something that I have misstated anywhere along the way, bring it forward. We'll absolutely explore it, and we'll, again, we're always seeking the truth. I've learned, like you have, things that were not true. I'm speaking to our audience here. And the only way we get to truth is to make mistakes. How'd you learn to do math? You made a lot of mistakes. How'd you learn to walk? You made a lot of mistakes. You fell down a lot. And that's okay. That's how we learn. Okay, that didn't work. That didn't work. Wow. Oh, this works. Let's go down this path. And that's how I've learned my truth, and all of us learn our truth in that manner, is to finally look at something and say, did I make a mistake here? Did I accept that as true? Maybe it's time to find out, is it true about every aspect of your life? So hopefully we have opened some eyes and some hearts here tonight. And let's do a little quick Q&A here. Let's go to our mode. So if you have a comment, a thought, a question about our discussion or about your session with Creator, you'd like to share, *6 and the 1 key on the main line, and international, it would be *2. So how can we assist you tonight? And we have Daryl with us. Hi, Daryl.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you very much for the wonderful call tonight. Want to thank you and Lois and the Earth and Creator and everyone involved. I was in a lot of pain at the beginning of the call, and now I'm feeling much better. So I appreciate that.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your being here tonight. Did you learn a few things in our discussion?
Most of the stuff I knew, but I always learn something new.
Okay.
But I'm just curious, did it go through what we went through for myself?
You wondered if you were receiving and accepting?
That's correct.
That is correct. That is true.
Excellent. Thank you very much for everything again.
You bet. And may you be blessed.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have a question, a comment? A little clarity needed on something? Maybe you've got a core value that you have been trying to struggle through. Is it true or not true? We can review it with you here, and from Lois and myself, our perspective, and give you a consideration. And if it is true or not, we'd be happy to do that. Let's see, we have Audrey with us. Hi, Audrey.
Oh, hi, Tom. Just wanted to thank you and Lois and Creator for the good call tonight. It was very relaxing, and just wondering if I was able to receive and everything that Creator had for me.
You indeed did. And you're grounded in your heart, heart's open, and you were accepting and receiving.
Thank you. Tom, one question here. How would I know within my heart if I am functioning from my heart? That I keep saying I'm not, and I just wonder what can I do? Or
yeah, that's, I get asked that on occasion, and I've never had really one answer to fits all situation. What I find is just keep removing things that are not true, and purge them from your body. And the nasties, of course, are not true, are not of the light, so they need to go. So continue the process. If you feel you're struggling and don't understand, shoot us an email, or in your case, how to get through to Rick.
Okay,
but
thank you.
Just keep plugging away. I don't think there's one answer for everyone, but maybe Lois would like to chime in and has a thought. What would you suggest, Lois? How does one find and function from their heart space?
That is a very good question. And I wish I had a very good answer. It is staying grounded as much as you can. And it also involves making sure that your heart is open, which Tom is able to do on each of these calls. So when you sense how you are feeling now, in being grounded and having your heart open, that is a real good place to be. And to try and stay there as much as you can, as often as you can, because you do need to have your heart open in order to be functioning from your heart.
Okay.
Here's another thought. Functioning from your heart isn't something you chase after. Don't create that as your goal. That may sound kind of contrary, but it's not something you chase and find and acquire. It'll find you.
Okay.
It'll find you when you have let go of all your misbeliefs, or at least the core ones, the big ones, and released the nonsense, the nasties that are messing with you. So just purge. That should be your goal, just to purge all things that are doing you harm. And when you get to a certain point, it'll just happen. It'll find you, as I said. So don't make that a direct goal. Make that an indirect effect of purging your gunk.
Okay. Okay, very good. I'll try that then.
Yeah, and it's it's just what comes natural. I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, and let us know, and we'll check it out. And of course, you're also benefiting every day from the things they started the call with all those nasty things that we are purging on a daily basis. Those are all helping the vast, vast majority of humanity. So you're getting blessed any number of ways. But again, we got 13,000 years of gunk to mop up.
That's right.
And we're doing the best we can, and we're relentless. We have never taken the day off, holidays included, in these years. So, we're serious about what we do. Creator is serious about getting this done, and we are making really, really big strides.
Yes.
So it will come. So just keep on keeping on.
Okay. Okay, John. Thank you and Lois and Creator for all you do and for a wonderful call. And may you all be blessed.
And may you be blessed.
Thank you.
And next up we have Martha has joined us.
Yes, Tom. This is Martha. I just want to thank Creator and Mother Earth and all of you guys for all the help you're giving me. And today I was very stressed out when I come in, but now I feel good.
Well, excellent.
And you give me an answer, because I had the same doubts that the lady behind Andre was speaking about. So you answered what I was going to ask you.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Anything else?
The other thing is, I want to know if I received today anything from Creator.
I missed the first part of that. What was that?
If I was open to receive.
Oh, open to receive. Yes, you are. Yeah, received and accepting, and both. So that is correct. Two thumbs up.
Thank you so much, and have a happy holiday. Even though you're going to work, I hope you have a little time to rest.
Well, thank you, and may you be blessed, and happy holidays for all of us here, all on the call. We hope you all enjoy your holiday. And another hand up here, who has joined us, first name?
Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
How are you this evening? This has been a
You're
wonderful.
You're doing great. What's your night looking like?
I have struggled with off and on with, your body being a temple and wanting to put the good things in our body all the time,
mm-hmm.
naturally. Good foods, good clean health, that sort of thing. And the age-old question comes, are we meant to be vegetarians? Are we meant to eat the meat? Or what is really the truth here? I keep struggling with that. I've done it all.
That's a good question. If you're a type O, which is about half the population, you need red meat. your blood type, if you're a type O. If a type O tries to go vegan, their life's going to be so miserable. It won't work. Other types can. What is your blood type? Do you happen to know?
You know, I really don't know. I knew a long time ago, and it's just I just don't recall.
Okay. Well, you might want to check it out and find out. But if you're a type O, which is, again, half the population, absolutely you need to have that protein, that you know, the red meat. And a lot of us have issues. Well, I'm, you know, animals are special and this and that, but they're also here to serve a purpose as well and to nourish us. And that is a very noble purpose.
And I guess I struggle because there's so many ways that you can look at that. They're special. They're here for that. But then on the other hand, you think, well, something was killed to help me, and it just sort of seems weird. And I've literally done the whole gamut.
There's a lot of guilt tripping going on about this or that by different people. And if you're a certain blood type and you can go vegan, you know, they're quick to throw guilt at people who are, and, you know, they use all the phrases that you've shared here, that it's bad and evil and what have you. But we need to be sustained. And it is a vital part of our existence. And the, I'm trying to think of the proper name here, the spirit, basically, of the animal kingdom has given their blessing that it is okay to, and respect and honor the gift that we are being given, be it a chicken or a, you know, beef or whatever that is consumed. And they said, yes, we understand this is a strange game, this duality, and everything's weird. In the prior modes, we don't eat at all. We don't need to. We don't drink at all. We live on light, pure light, light love. So this is a very unusual circumstance, and the dark has had much influence over us. But we still need to survive and do it in the most healthy way, and our bodies need sustenance. But there's other products. You know, you can get your protein other ways too. You know, like there's some drinks, you know, that are some better than others that may be helpful if you have still some qualms about that. I'm a type O, by the way, and I can speak from experience. If I don't get my needed amount every day, I'm not livable. He wouldn't be want to be around me, you know. I mean, not that I get ugly, it's just that I'm out of it. I just need it. So I can speak from myself, and I have no qualms. I do bless the animals that have provided for me. You know, we all need to come to terms with that in our own way. But each of the kingdoms, there's the word I was looking for, has blessed us with the gift to consume as needed. Now, there's different ways that animals are produced, or their products are produced, and some do it in a very nice way. I'll call it the best way you could conceive, and I'm sure there are others that aren't. You know, are they in their hearts or not, or in a loving way or not, or understand it or not? And but we can send light and love and blessings for the betterment of those kingdoms and gratitude for their gifts to us.
We could also get into the issue of, you know, Bill Gates having bought all the farms, and, you know, I don't know if it really is true about the cloning of poultry and or very inhumane practices of you know, the production of the meat. I mean, you think about the stuff that it could affect you. If we're cleaning up this planet, I would assume that all of that has been cleaned up so that what is out there being given to us, I'm going to assume that has gotten cleaned up as well. I mean, when we talk about McDonald's putting human meat in their, you know, hamburgers and stuff,
I don't get a read on that. That's not true.
That's not true? Okay.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Yeah, McDonald's, you know, isn't, you know, the stellar of good food by any means. They've gone, you know, kind of downhill from once they were, but no, there's no human flesh in their products. But I'll go back to Bill Gates. He was dark, as well as Fauci. They used to be buddies at Cornell, I remember, roommates actually. But Gates was taken out along with Fauci and all the other dark ones some months ago by Creator. So whatever his holdings were in farmland, and it was only a small percent of all our farmland, but it was still a sizable amount. Where that'll go, you know, it'll be settled in, you know, his estate, I guess, in some way or another, and maybe sold off back to the farmers. But, yeah, he had a plan of probably producing whatever. Who knows? Who cares? He's gone. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ones that use excess hormones, you know, growth hormones and this and that, or whatever. They might inject way too many antibiotics into their animals and so forth. So you can test when you buy at the supermarket, okay, wherever you go. If you get good at muscle testing, intuitive testing, you can discern, is this from my highest and best? Lois, you do that all the time when you shop, do you not?
I do.
Now, we have, you know, been blessed with gifts, and we've worked to get to those gifts as well. But once you can trust your heart, and you can just hold a product or even look at it, or even go online on the computer and say, is that for my highest and best? And I can get a yes or a no. You know, I mean, I can do that. And I know not everybody can at this point, but trust your heart. Just your gut check and just, you know, feel it. And if you get a good feeling or a bad feeling, put your hand over it at the supermarket, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be meat. It can be any product. And start to trust your heart, and it'll tell you that this, you'll get a good vibration or a negative one. And experiment. Try and play with it a little bit. The more you do this, you know, the better you'll get at it.
Well, thank you. And this call has just been a blessing with this particular topic. That has just been one of those things for the longest time for me and many others. So I really appreciate your feedback, and I appreciate Creator and the call tonight. It was just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, absolutely. We're blessed by your presence here tonight as well. So thank you, and may you be blessed.
May you be blessed.
Okay, I don't see any other hands up here. Last call out if you have a question, a comment. All right, well, let's wrap it up here. Final thoughts from Lois.
It will take a few days for what was done tonight by Creator to really process. Make sure to drink enough water if you can still yet tonight, but particularly over the next 2 days, because it will help you as you are going through the processing of this.
Good advice. And we will be off next week. So whatever your holiday plans are, be safe, be loving, and be kind. And ask when you are being experiencing life with friends, family, whatever, over the holidays or any time. Just ask what you're hearing with the discussion. Is it true? it's easy to get caught up in, you know, oh, boo-hoo against this guy, or these guys are bad, or these guys are good. Instead of going down that road, just ask, well, is this true? And you can voice it aloud if you feel it would be appropriate. It might stun some people. Well, you know, how do you know it's true, you know? Well, why don't we find out what is the truth, you know? Or whatever, but at least walk that pathway for yourself. I think you'll find your life will start to change in a very, very good way. Start to question everything. Not the people, not the messengers, but rather the content itself. Okay, we're not here to insult people. We're here to learn what is true. We thank you all, and wonderful that you're here tonight. We bless each and every one of you and wish you the best for the upcoming week and the rest of your life. Good night.